thankful to be here tonight. I appreciate what I can feel in my heart. It's nothing like being able to feel the presence of the Lord. Never has been, I don't believe there will be. I'm glad of what I can feel tonight. And I hope that you can feel it. You know, if you can't now, you can before you leave. No reason why you have to leave here the same way you came in. And, appreciate everybody that's here tonight. I really do. It's good to see a lot of faces. I trust that you'll pray for us. I really need your prayers. Much as we ever have. I appreciate the singing tonight. I really do. And the Lord has took real good care of us. The sister sung the song. He has been really good to me and my family and our home. Not been without ups and downs and troubles and trials, struggles, and sadness, but he brought us through all of it. And he's still with us tonight. And I'm believing and trusting that the Lord's just going to go with us all the way. I'm glad that we have that promise. I appreciate what I can feel. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'd rather preach about 3 o'clock this afternoon than would have now. had a good afternoon. And was kind of working by myself most of the afternoon, and I got to sort of rejoicing inside. I got some boys that works right there next to me, but they wasn't working on the same saw I was. And I have to wear safety glasses, and I have to wear a mask and the earmuffs over my ears and everything, so you can't see much. And I just got to the point where I really didn't worry about it this afternoon. I don't know if I know if I was crying or not. But I felt the presence of the Lord, and I got to thinking about a lot of things, and the Lord started showing me things, and I just had a good time. It wasn't nobody but me and the Lord that knew it, I don't reckon, but it was a good time. And I appreciate what he let me feel, and what he let me see. It all seems like it's a lot further away now than what it was this afternoon. But y'all help me and pray for me if you would. I promise you I'll give everything I got, try my very best to do what the Lord would lay on her heart to do. I appreciate the message last night, Brother Joy preached. I thought, I guess I didn't say anything about this last night, but I thought when I started that I had considered the cost. I thought I had. But I was wrong. I was wrong. I had no idea. I thought I knew what preaching was all about. I had a lot of things figured out. I had no idea. But the Lord saw us through it, and the Lord had patience with me, was long-suffering with me, and I appreciate his mercy that he's shown toward us back then, and I appreciate his mercy that he still shows to us today. I want to try to read something in you here, and I'm on a try to read, I think, in 2 different places, if I don't mess it up. This is what's closest to my heart. I want to try to read something to you out of the 6th chapter of the book of Joshua. in the second chapter of the book of Nehemiah. It's been on our heart and mind for a couple of days. When this first came to me, I know that the Lord had given me something to think about, but I had no idea what it really meant. In fact, I was almost a little bit confused by it because I couldn't figure it out. Didn't really know what the Lord was trying to show me, but I know that He had given me a couple of words. And I don't know how these other preachers are or how the rest of you are for that matter, but I doubt myself so much sometimes. I don't doubt the Lord. I know the Lord is true, and I know that the Lord can handle anything. But I just seem like some days I just about go in doubt about myself all day long. And I wonder about myself. Y'all may think that's crazy, but I'm just telling you the truth. I think some things I think and don't make sense. A lot of times I think, well, I'm not seeing that right. And sometimes I just think I don't have any idea what that means as far as what the Lord wants me to see in. And that's kind of how I was about this, but it's got a little clearer today. And y'all pray for me for a minute. I want to try to read you a few verses. The sixth chapter of the book of Joshua. I want to read you two verses, the 20th and the 21st verse. I can read you the whole chapter, and y'all know what this is if you read your Bible very much. But I just want to read you these two verses, and then we'll go to the book of Nehemiah, maybe, and read a verse or two. The Bible says, "So the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, and ox and sheep and ass, with the edge of the sword." In the book of Nehemiah, I want to try to start reading with the 17th verse. 17th verse, and maybe read the rest of the chapter, got four verses. The Bible said, "Then said I unto them, ye see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lieth waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come, and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach. Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, as also the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they said, let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. But when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, And Jeshem the Arabian heard it. They laughed us to scorn and despised us and said, what is this thing that ye do? Will ye rebel against the king? Then answered I them and said unto them, the God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore, we his servants will arise and build.
Amen.
But ye have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem. Now that's, I guess, all that we'll read and you hear. I got another verse or two, but I don't feel like reading it right now. I might read it a little later. I don't know. But I want you to pray for us, if you would, for just a little bit. I don't know what we might be able to say from this. But that's what's been on my heart and on our mind. And I need your help tonight. I really do. I'd like to see somebody tonight get saved if they're lost, or somebody that might need some sort of help find the help that they need tonight.
Yes.
And I want to tell you, I'd also like to see the church be able to rejoice.
Amen.
Because we have something to rejoice about.
Amen.
And I feel like sometimes that the world tries to suppress the church, and people have got it in their minds that we're just supposed to go around all the time and not ever enjoy living for the Lord. And but I see that a different way. I'd like to know that the church is able to rejoice tonight for the hope that we have.
Amen.
In the Lord. And you may not think so, but I believe the Lord could do all three of those here tonight.
Amen.
Brother Joy, I believe he's got the power to do all three.
Amen.
Sometimes we look at the preaching that the Lord sends, and we're trying to figure out whether or not that he was preaching to lost people or the church or what he was doing or who it was going to. But I don't know how y'all are, but I found that when the real gospel is preached, I believe there's something in it for everybody.
Amen.
It can be good for everybody.
Amen.
If we'll just try to find our part. I'm trying to look for my part when I hear the preacher man preach. I'm trying to see what's in that for me and what I need to take out of that when I leave there. And so I believe there's something for all of us tonight, and I want you to really pray for me. I'd like to be able to see some of these things like I saw them this afternoon. I tell you, it was just amazing what the Lord was letting me see. But then that passed, and I finished work and everything, and I got to thinking later on that I was trying to get ready to go to the house and get ready to come here, and I couldn't think of nothing I thought of before. Seemed like it just all had gotten so far away from me. And so I got Carrie to read some of it to me again coming up the road tonight. And I don't know what we'll say from it, but just pray for us and that the Lord will help us and put the words back in there on our tongue and in our mouth with the Spirit the Lord tonight. I read to you out of the sixth chapter of the book of Joshua, and y'all know what that chapter is. You know, it's the chapter where that Jericho was straightly shut up, and there was nobody that went out and came in because of the children of Israel there. And you know how that's the chapter in the Bible where that the children of Israel marched around that of the walls there, and the walls fell. And I read the part to you tonight about where the wall fell flat tonight. And I've been thinking about that. The Lord just brought it to my mind yesterday and to my heart. It just seemed like the Lord spoke to me about the walls. I know it was the Lord. I'm going to be honest with you. I knew it was the Lord, but I didn't know what it meant. I'm telling you the truth tonight. I know I heard what I heard, and I felt what I felt. And I went all yesterday afternoon and last night even until... we had to go down to Carrie's mother's after we got home last night, and I just sitting there later on in the night, I was still thinking about the walls, and I just couldn't get it figured out. I didn't know what it meant. Even through the night, I woke up, and I would begin to ask, what does that mean? What? Am I supposed to see in that? I ain't got nothing else. That's all that I've got is the walls. But through the morning, as it began to break daylight, and I got up and started getting ready to go to work, the Lord began to speak to me, and I got out there and tried to pray, and the Lord started showing me some things, and I got to feeling better, and I got to thinking, and I got to seeing, and I tell you, it was a comfort to me, and I got to enjoying it because I feel like that I wasn't in the dark, but the Lord was revealing to me what it meant to me. If y'all help me tonight for just a little while, I want to talk to you about our walls. If you'll pray tonight, and I don't know, if we can get it out the way I saw it, I hope I don't make a mess of it. I'll just try with all I've got if you'll help me for a little bit. But I'll talk to you about our walls tonight. You may play well. Some of them are not by choice, and some of them are walls we put by ourselves, whether good or whether bad. We put them by ourselves tonight. And I read to you in your hearing about two different walls. On the wall, and the Bible said,
to bury the Ark of the Covenant and the ram's horn. For goodness sakes, they're killing you. For a little bit this afternoon. I'm just gonna give it to you. I don't know where it goes. But I know it ain't mine. You can give it to me to give to you. I got an answer for myself. Killing us. We're killing ourselves. says we're a killing one another. Have we forgot who the real enemy is? It ain't one another. It's Satan tonight.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I'd love just raise you the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, we got so many ideas. And there's just walls popping up everywhere. Captain is cutting us off. It's hard to love one another. And them walls just keep on popping up here. I'm going to fix them tonight.
Yeah, got it.
y'all help me. For a minute, we gonna build it on nothing else. And Earl sings a song. We gonna build it on nothing else. That Jesus' blood and His righteousness. I'm 59 years old. these young men. Some of them never built a good wall. They ain't like me and you. They ain't went out here and built a bunch of bad ones. Ain't that the truth? They ain't never built one. That's a good thing. If somebody can get a hold of the Lord, they can teach them how to do it the right way the first time. The wall of Jerusalem in the 12th chapter of Nehemiah. He said they sought out the Levites out of all their places to bring them unto Jerusalem. Unto Jerusalem. I don't know if I can read it to you or not. To keep the dedication with gladness. Thank God. There ain't no sorrow when you got a good wall. Thank the good Lord. Both with thanksgivings and with singing. With cymbals, psalteries, and with harps. Chapter 12, verse number 44. In Nehemiah, go home and read it. And at that time were some appointed over the chambers for the treasures, for the offerings, for the first fruits, and for the tithes, together into them, out of the fields of the city. Now listen to me. Hear me now. I want to read you 43 and 44. And it said, also that day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced. They rejoiced. Listen, in the 12th chapter, they had people all over that wall. They were there for the dedication. And Nehemiah and them were showing everybody the beautiful walls of the city, giving them the tour. And here's what he said. And rejoiced, for God had made them rejoice with great joy. Listen, the wives also, and the children rejoice. Right there in a happy home, with a good wall, on a good foundation, and everybody in the house had joy. But that ain't all right here. Listen, man. I'm about shouting today. When I read this right here, it says so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard even afar off. When I read that this evening, I said, thank you, Lord.
You ever heard the joy?
Jerusalem.
Yes,
I've been in some meetings when they heard the joy of Jerusalem down the road.
Yeah.
Somebody got up and said, the Lord saved me and hope for you. They heard the joy of Jerusalem.
Amen.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you something now.
Praise the Lord.
And be real straightforward. You can hear the joy of Jerusalem in your heart.
Amen.
But you're going to have to turn it up. We got too many walls.
Bless you.
I built some of them. Tracy, you built some of them.
You bet.
Laura built some of them. Joey built some of them.
Yeah, sure.
That's what you built.
It's your fault.
The same is true. We already want our own worship. You know that?
Yes.
Yeah. That's
your fault.
If we want joy and peace to live in our homes, it's going to be necessary to turn in some walls. Some of them don't even know what I'm talking about.
That's your fault.
So, Richard, I ain't got no walls in my house. What's going on? What am I going to tear down?
Yeah.
Walls. I'm going to tell you something you might not realize. You are the wall.
That's it.
Amen.
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 Yes, amen.
Yes,
amen.
This flesh,
yes,
he's the wall.
Yes, amen.
Yes. Yeah. The description's not even talking about that fable.
Yeah.
He talked about that fable, didn't he?
Sure did.
Even how it applied to Christ's body.
Amen.
Yeah.
Come on.
Amen. This is really important.
Amen.
Come on. He showed me and you how to do it. Genuine example.
Yeah.
Amen. Of how to tear down the wall.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
When they took him and they nailed him to that cross, do you know what got nailed in them hands with them spikes or whatever it was, them nails they used? You know what got nailed there? Your sin.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
He nailed his cross.
Amen.
His cross.
Amen.
I ain't ashamed to tell you, and I ain't bragging. I wrote that song.
Yeah.
I wrote that song. I'm going to tell you one of the reasons I wrote it, because I wanted to sing a song that was biblical.
Bless you,
Lord. He gave me that part to put in there that said, that he proved his love to us at Calvary while we were singing.
Amen.
Because that's what the Bible says.
Amen.
He proved his love on Calvary.
Sure
he
did.
While we were sinners.
Praise God.
You're nailing our sins to his cross.
Yeah.
His cross.
Boy.
You might say, Brother Robbie, you got me convinced. I need to tear down the wall. How am I going to do that? I'll tell you a good way to start. But go repent.
Amen.
And then when you get repent, you're going to have to do it in a certain order. Just like they had to get that wall down in a certain order. That's a good start. You just knocked a couple of big blocks off the wall.
Yeah.
I'm talking about you then.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just started tearing some of that wall down.
Amen.
Let me tell you what needs to happen in return. Wife.
Yeah.
Mama. Yeah. Don't you go saying, I know. I know. Huh? You didn't tell that wall by itself. You had it. It's a sad situation.
Yeah.
And I've seen Danny on one side of the wall, and Mom on one side of the wall.
Yeah.
A boy on one side of the bed, and a girl on one side of the wall.
Yeah.
In such selfishness,
come on.
Believe it's safe.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
Such selfishness to leave it standing between. I want you to know something tonight. God will not bless a situation like that. He won't do it. But I tell you what he will do. If you'll tear them walls down and you'll start apologizing, start repenting, start being more concerned about them kids and your husband and fishing, word and making money and buying cars, all that kind of stuff. Start being concerned. Let me tell you what you can do. I used to build a lot of houses and I go back and do warranty work. I know what I'm talking about. This is going to be a natural example, but I'm going to apply it spiritually. I would go to some of them houses and they have two or three new cars out in front of the driveway. They would have a big, fine, brick home, hundreds of thousands. Knock on the door, walk inside. They say, come on upstairs and I'll show you what's leaking. Walk through the downstairs. They got a fine looking touch. Oh, beautiful, isn't it? Everything fine rug, everything beautiful, perfect. You walk upstairs. It's an empty. Empty house. It's all front. It's all it is the front.
Yep.
They over obligated themselves to a mortgage that they can't pay, cars that they can't pay, they can't even furnish the kid a decent bed to sleep on.
Amen.
Upstairs, because they obligated themselves to the mortgage holder. I'm going to tell you why you got walls and you want to have it or not. You sold your family out to the devil. You sold out to the devil. You've had them on every ball field in Northwest Georgia. That's the truth. Mama and Daddy has run all over us to the southeast to try to make them the best athlete in the country. Nobody knows whether we're coming or going, and they certainly don't know nothing about the house of God. Tear it down. Tear it down. Because it means they ain't going to get no scholarship. Tear it down. It means we ain't going to get to live in the best community up here in Murray County. Tear it down. Keep going the way you're going. You're going to be living in two houses. Yeah.
Amen.
You are. Yeah. You are dividing your house right down the middle.
Stand.
And it is your fault, and it will not, according to the word, be able to say. He says, I hear you now. What's your side? I tell you what I do. That's you. I just say, there ain't no reason to tell you. It's all my fault. It's all my fault. We're not. You might as well. It's the truth. This flesh right here is your wall.
Amen.
Pain it up. Fix it. Make it look real good. Still walking.
Amen.
Put the finest you got.
Yep.
Still walking. It's killing. It's killing. It's tearing your home apart. It's tearing your life apart. It's tearing your heart apart. this revival. We got the Wednesday of that revival. He took me up to preach that morning, and I got up there not expecting to see this. I left my Bible on the sand, and I looked right out through that church, and just as clear as crystal, the Lord said, you got one church on this side, and you got another one on this side. I'm going to be honest with you, brother. I felt like closing it up and saying, I'm going home. I didn't come for a fight. I just came to God. I had no idea. Nobody told me nothing. The Lord showed it. Revealed it right there. I mean, it was so bad, it stunned me. It took me a minute to figure out what I was going to do. Then people have built a wall. Back down the road again. And that is the Lord. Some of you are trying to preach in the you are trying sometimes.
That's your after.
And an argument, can't nobody in the church get along with one another. You got one bunch over here, won't call this one. You won't call on that what he's on, but he don't like him. He'll call on this one. Yeah. Y'all know how all that goes. Try to get up there and preach.
Yes, sir. Lord.
Huh?
Amen.
Oh. It's hard for kids to live in a home like that, too.
Yeah,
it's hard. I've seen children before. Out of the way.
Amen.
He took it out of the way for us.